You're listening to the Belly Dance Geek Clubhouse at bellydancegeek.com.
Hi everyone, Nadira here. Long time no see. And for those of you who joined us since Heather took over as director, it's nice to meet you. I'm Nadira Jamal, the founder here at Belly Dance Geek. When I started my sabbatical back in 2019, I was burned out from running the business. I needed to recapture the joy in the dance and figure out how I wanted it to fit in with my life. It's kind of like decluttering a drawer. You have to take everything out before you can decide what to put back in. So I thought I'd take a break, reflect, and then jump right back in with a new plan. And then there came the pandemic and everything changed. Classes were moved online or were canceled. Studios closed, venues closed. And a lot of us lost friends and family members and beloved members of our dance community. We were all reevaluating what was important to us and what we wanted our lives to look like. And I learned that I need more space and flexibility in my life than I can have as a business owner. For one thing, anti-time has always been important to me, but missing out on 2 years of my niece and nephew's childhoods has made that a top priority. I also need space in my life for my other interests and developing my programming career. So while I will always love this dance and our wonderful community of dancers, musicians, and audience members, I've decided to retire. And Heather's tenure as director is ending. After doing an amazing job of keeping Belly Dance Geek going during my sabbatical, Heather has decided to step down as director and focus on her own projects. So we've decided that it's time to wind down Belly Dance Geek. Now our products, podcasts, articles, and all of our other resources will stay available, more on that later, but we no longer have any plans to create any new content or run our group courses. Is this goodbye forever? Well, never say never. Lots of dancers come out of retirement and I still have tons of ideas. But this phase of my life is over. So if we do reopen someday, it will be on very different terms. What happens now? Well, my top priority is to make sure that my work stays available to the dance community. The videos, courses, podcasts, and articles that I created represent more than a decade of my life. And that's a legacy I want to protect. Plus, the need for accessible training on improvisation skills, dance values, and the why and how of the dance is as real now as it was when I released my first podcast episode way back in 2006. I don't want those resources to just disappear, so we have some big changes in store. For one thing, we are opening up the catalog. I have decided to release our entire product line on a pay-what-you-want basis. This means that you'll be able to get any video, course, or training resource we offer for as little as a dollar. Now, there are a few caveats to this. For one thing, they'll be offered as fully DIY products without personal support. Now that I'm retired, we will no longer have the resources to offer Q&A calls, monitor Facebook groups, or answer questions over email. Also, a few of our products may be retired. Some of them rely on one-on-one coaching, like the Improvisation Safety Net, or outdated technology, like Make Your First Belly Dance Video. So we're still evaluating whether these can be adapted to a DIY format. We're also planning for approximately monthly releases. It's going to take a while to prepare these products to be fully DIY, so my goal is to release them about once a month, more or less. In fact, our first free-ish release is available right now. You can get the Improvisation Toolkit Volume 1 with Pay What You Want pricing right now. You can check that out at bellydancegeek.com/store and link out to the Volume 1 link. And if you know anybody else who would enjoy this, please spread the word. I'll be announcing each product as it's released, so please stay tuned to our mailing list and at bellydancegeek.com. Another of our big developments is we are granting permission for classroom use. This means that teachers will be able to use my products in the classroom at no charge. Other creators can also use them in their own work under some circumstances. So for example, if you want to teach your students some improv skills, you can play my improv toolkit videos in class. If you want to do a class unit on full routines, you can use the entire Rock the Routine curriculum if you want. And if you're making a Zills video, well, and you can throw in one of my lace patterns. Now, there are some restrictions for this, and the terms may change over time, so please be sure to read the full policy before each use. You can find that at bellydancegeek.com/usage, U-S-A-G-E. We also will have a few technical changes coming ahead. To keep these resources available, I do need to reduce our hosting costs and technical maintenance as much as possible. So we will be announcing some additional changes in the coming weeks, and you may see some changes to our website and mailing list as well. Whew. Now, this has been a long post already, but before I close it out, there are so many people that I need to thank. First off, I owe the biggest thanks to Heather Wayman. By taking the reins, she gave me the space that I needed to think through my retirement, rather than just pulling the plug and letting my legacy disappear. I am so proud of everything she accomplished as director, and in particular, I want to call out the tremendous development that she nurtured as a Be Amazing in the Moment coach. And Kathy, if you're listening, I am so proud of you as well. You worked so hard and achieved so much. I also need to thank my teachers. My dance mamas, Sabra Jamal, Amira Jamal, and Artemis Marat, who taught me to love, respect, and think deeply about this dance, while also encouraging me to make it my own. I also owe a lot to my dance aunties, Shadia Tomi, Melina, Najmat, and Amina Dalal. Another group that I need to thank are the musicians, venue owners, and audience members. I have always loved restaurant shows best because the dancer, the band, and the audience create the show together. And I'm so grateful to have had that experience. I owe a lot to the Athenian Corner, Caroon, Biblos, and all the other venues that have valued live music and dancing. And some of my happiest memories are from after the show, chatting with Mike, Costa, Freddie, George, and Nick, and line dancing with the regulars. Another group that deserves my thanks are my former students at Belly Dance Somerville. Your enthusiasm and smiling faces could get me out of bed early on a Sunday morning, and your questions and willingness to be vulnerable fueled my work at Belly Dance Geek, as well as my own growth as a dancer. It was an honor being your dance mama. And I especially want to thank Everin for her tireless service as my assistant and recital czar. Julie Eason and the community that she created at The Circle at the Belly Dance Business Academy helped me to grow beyond my local dance scene and bring my work to more people. Without her help and theirs, there's a good chance you wouldn't be listening to this right now. I also want to thank my guests on the Belly Dance Geek Clubhouse. Thank you for generously sharing your expertise and time. I can't believe we made it to 75 episodes. And for everyone listening to this, I owe my thanks to you. As part of the Belly Dance Geek community, you have added so much to my experience. I love this dance and I love ideas, but at the end of the day, I made these resources for you. Your questions and deep desire to understand this dance and not just go through the motions was my biggest inspiration and motivation. Thank you for trusting me with your dance. And before we close out, I'd just like to read a note from Heather. Heather says, "Thank you to everyone that stuck with BDG while I took on the directorship. Change can be unsettling, and thanks for sticking with us. Thank you to my Belly Dance Geek Clubhouse guests, listeners, group course, and coaching participants. Kathy, you totally blew me away with your dedication. I am so proud of you. And last but not least, thank you to one of my dance mamas, Nadira Jamal, for teaching me so many things over the past 12 plus years and for trusting me with your baby, Belly Dance Geek. Heather." Well, that's it for now. This probably will be the last episode that we release of this podcast, but if you'd like to stay up to date on our Pay What You Want releases or any other developments that we have, you can follow us at bellydancegeek.com. And as always, hugs if you like them, and happy dancing.
Thanks for listening. For more geektacular resources, check out bellydancegeek.com.